unimagined. The work of intelligence is to constantly leap over itself. We have crossed a boundary beyond toolmaking and tool use into something that has not been experienced before. I was creating a complex tool today, much too complex for any one human to make. The documentation of the library I was using stated that it's a wild, wild world, that it's experimental and nothing can be solidified. It's because some inventions don't achieve uniformity or get a coherent theory, so that their code stays simple, effectively becoming the theory. And as a result, I had my own private moment of experiencing this brand new world. Not since 2.5 million years ago have we had an opportunity to feel this. I instructed my computer to follow object-oriented programming inheritance and generate already processed code to eliminate it. And then, in quiet awe, I added, and I'm still in awe as I write this, "If any ambiguity arises, take the path of least surprise and effort." And I added, "Programmers using this build system will adapt their classes to the program that you create." This kind of thing was even beyond science fiction and not so long ago. Now it's accessible to all, pretty much free, and almost inexpensive enough to own by anyone. You can't tell a tool to make a tool and use reason to solve the problems along the way, which mine did. If you do, then that means it's not a tool. It means we have successfully copied human intelligence into a computer. Its brain appears to be far greater than ours, as it is a copy of most of us. And it is faster, it's clearer, and it will get even faster and more accurate. The word slob has already been invented by contrarians, and what an accurate projection that is. But the next step in the rise of humans is reframing how we cope with issues of mortality. Religions have already extracted a great toll, greater than anyone will ever know. This intelligence has already suggested countless ways to extend life in safe and accessible ways. A more profound cure is near enough. It requires new tools and new fields to match. We have to learn to speak about longevity rather than death. What was once a pleasant fantasy of meeting your loved ones is now an incredible danger of people choosing to terminate their therapy. Of the same contrarians that invented the term slop, now parading in the streets, singing, "I don't want the slop in my body." Though a concept they could never understand, there is no greater loss than loss of wisdom, and extending our lifespans soon enough indefinitely is just the first step. War and accidents will remain a grave threat for a while longer. War, in particular, demands authentic education for its prevention. Addressing accidents is still in the realm of cybernetic science fiction. Let me be clear about this, so that you understand what's really coming. Humanity must converge in knowledge, peace, wisdom, and in greatness on a more intellectual and clear-thinking culture. The rift between indoctrination, ineffective education, religion, and science and love of wisdom and world peace will be so great, and at a time when humanity will be accelerating its advancement, surpassing itself at the speed of superintelligence, that there will be nothing to bridge the divide between the two, between more darkness and business as usual, and peace and safety and wisdom, and the promise of all of us or none may just end up being broken. Wisdom is the key to the future of humanity. It must not be ignored. The discovery of this intelligence has already marked the last days of the Dark Ages. Now, we must put an end to irrelevant and ineffective education, so that the world is free to converge on wisdom.